Thank you, Gary, for washing us with that song of love. The two swans on the cover of today's bulletin, looking into each other's eyes, beholding each other's presence, forming the shape of a heart. They represent from my heart to yours. What does my heart want to say to you, dear hearts, on this Sunday, in my last Sunday, in my role as your temporary co-minister? First and foremost is thank you. Thank you for welcoming me in June 2013 as I started guest speaking here at Unity Church of Lawrence once a month. Thank you for all the love and support I received in my role as temporary co-minister. Thank you for creating the space in your consciousness so that this community had not just one, but two ministers. Now, did you ever think you would attract that in June of 2013? How awesome that I could serve here with the love of my life. And as I look around this room, I want to say thank you to each and every person for being that love and joy that makes this community what it is in this world. You know, I started to write names of all those I had served along with, and thanks for everything, and it just got so long. I was like, okay, I don't think that we have time to give thanks to everybody, but it's amazing. I mean, a lot of people don't see what other people do during the week, but as the minister, you just get to see every little bit that people do that contributes to the idea of community. So thank you to all of you for allowing me to witness. And it was so powerful and palpable, and it still is, the ever-expanding level of energy and consciousness as this community continues to reconnect and live from its principles and its core values, fulfilling its mission and vision. And thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be part of the ministerial heritage of this community. Which brings me to the second thing that is on my heart today. Now, I know sometimes we as human beings fret about change, especially when it comes to a matter so near and dear to our heart as who is our minister. And our fear thoughts right now might be saying, oh no, another minister change. And that's very understandable if that's where we're at. However, I would like to share with you about an experience that I had in this very church building, which may help you see this upcoming process that we're going through to bring in a full-time minister, to see that change from a different angle and give you some perspective on this community's ministerial heritage. It was early September 2013, Dr. Garland Landreth from Overland Park was here for a Sunday lesson and two-part workshop. There must have been about 15 to 20 people, I see some of them here today, that were downstairs on the second night of that workshop. And Garland knew that an issue for this community at the time was what was the next step in calling forth the next Unity minister. So he led the group in a meditation and prayer about this very issue. And it was during that meditation, I will never forget where I was sitting, that I knew right then that David and I would be invited to serve. It was just such a palpable experience. I could feel this line of people behind me, behind us. And it was like I knew that they represented the ministers that had been part of this community. And I knew in that instant awareness that there was no judgment of good or bad. There was no issue, was that were they a right fit, a wrong fit? There was just this very clear sense that the souls in that line were called by Spirit to this community, and they were exactly what the community needed at the time. Therefore, I'm bringing you a message that this community's ministerial heritage is that you have always, always had the right and perfect minister at the right and perfect time for what was needed for the heart, the soul, the consciousness of this community. It was just such a powerful experience. So I want to stop just a moment. And some of you have been here a long time, some of you have been here for 20 minutes. So just, I wanted us to go back to that heart space that we did when we opened in prayer this morning. Do you remember that? We just like we're opening and feeling from our heart. So right here, right now, I want to invite us just to give thanks. Thanks to all those souls that have been called to be part of the ministerial leadership of this community. From that very first meeting, I believe, in a dentist office. To know that they've all been called to serve you, to serve Unity Church of Lawrence, to serve the spiritual consciousness of this community. So just give out that thanks. Feel that thanks flowing from you out into the universe. And we give thanks. And as we bring our awareness back to this moment now, I'm asking you to trust that you will continue always to have the right and perfect minister at the right and perfect time for the heart and soul of this community. So thank you. Right and perfect time, right and perfect minister. Third, from my heart to yours. In my other job right now, several people are changing their roles. And as their roles change, there are opportunities for people to try on new hats, to take on permanent or temporary responsibility for other jobs. So the same is here at our church. As one person's role changes, there are opportunities to temporarily or permanently fill in the gaps, to try new things, expand our perspective on the wonderful things that happen around this church community 24/7. So as Reverend David, Pat Weaver, the board, team leaders present opportunities for growth and service in this community, I invite you to check in with your heart, to determine if an opportunity that appears at first to be helping someone else is actually Spirit calling you to consider your next step in spiritual growth in some type of service. So that's third. Fourth, the fourth and final thing that's on my heart today is that no matter where life takes any of us, no matter the outer appearance of any moment, be it appearing easy or challenging, planned or unplanned, may we all remember who we are. Awesome co-creators with God. Over the last 2 years, our community has become more grounded in our basic unity principles, in our core values, in proclaiming why we are here. And even with all that foundation, sometimes we as human beings, going through a period of change, our fears show up. We get scared. We forget that we are the love, light, joy, and peace of God in expression in this universe. Has that ever happened to anybody before when they've gone through change? You get scared, you get fearful, you're like, get knocked off that center point. But we can all remember, come back to our core, and remember all is well. We are that love, light, and joy of God in expression. So no matter what comes our way, it is up to us collectively and individually, to determine how we will respond. Will we be love, light, joy, and peace in the now moment? Or will we show up as the consciousness of judgment, condemnation, and experience that constriction that happens in our consciousness and our bodies when we show up as anger, hatred, or fear? So let us all choose in the direction of our vision statement that we declare here at Unity Church of Lawrence every Sunday. United. United in divine love and joy, we celebrate a peaceful and abundant world for all. When we get fearful, remember, we can choose to be united in love and joy and celebrate a peaceful and abundant world for all. This vision, our community's vision, will come into manifestation as we each do our part in our homes, in our businesses, in our spiritual community. This is where we start. This is where we start to change the world. No matter what our title is in our home, or in our business, or in our spiritual community, be it parent, accountant, astronaut, minister, or whatever, know that each of us is called to the ministry of love, light, joy, and peace in this world. Each of us is called to the ministry of love, light, joy, and peace in this world. And it can be fun. Sometimes we get a little too serious about some things, but we can show up as joy. Transitions can be a fun experience. Life can be a fun experience, but we need to choose. So how perfect is it then that our spring book series is Pam Grout's Inspiring and Funny Creation, E-Cubed? Someone asked me about this book, and I explained it is one of the most joyful ways to practice and learn spiritual principles. So some of you are reading that book, and I hope you're having a lot of fun with that experience. And, you know, I think it reminds us to ask about our core belief. Do we believe that God, that universal creative energy force, is conspiring right now for Unity Church of Lawrence's good? Do we believe it?
Yes.
All right. Do you believe that God, that universal creative energy force, is conspiring for your good?
Yes.
All right. So, we get to hold this truth no matter what's going on around us. And if we need a little help with holding on to this belief, in Pam Grout's experiment number one in E-Cubed, she shares her daily practice of early every morning affirming something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. So something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. Would you repeat that with me? Something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. All right, let's stand up. All right. We're stretch out. All right. Yeah. High five. So, what's going to happen? Something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. Yes, it is. All right. Woo, 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 woo. All right. We can feel it. You can feel that, can't you? You can feel it. We can expect our good. We are joyfully calling in our good from the universe. Still brings a smile to my face when I think of this next thing. I remember the Sunday morning, remember when M.K. Mueller was here, and she shared a story about someone calling their Unity Church a fun church. And I think the person wasn't really being sincere, like questioning why somebody would want to have fun at church. And MK like immediately grabbed, like, yeah, that's it. I mean, as soon as I heard MK say that, I thought, boy, that would be a great sign for our front door, wouldn't it? And then the other day, I was interacting with a professional person here in the Lawrence community, and they said, oh, you're with Unity. I heard that is a fun church. I said, that would be us. So they're going to come. They're going to come. So in E-Cubed, in the first part of Pam's experiment number 4, she invites us to be a love bomber. And her idea inspired me to think about our Unity community and this whole idea of joy and fun, and that we could be joy bombers in Kansas. Kansas needs joy bombers. After all, we are the fun church. So to be a love bomber, Pam invited people to write love notes on little post-its, sticking them around everywhere, like in books at the library, on posters, or on the backs of dollar bills. So if we're going to be joy bombers, we can take those post-it notes. You know I love post-it notes. They're on the back door. And put like little funny sayings or little smiley faces or pleasant jokes and stick them on all those places in library books, dollar bills, posters. I'll be looking around the posters more carefully now around town so we can be the joy bombers. That's us, united in divine love and joy. We celebrate a peaceful, an abundant world for all. It starts right here in our consciousness. It keeps going in our consciousness. We're doing it, but we keep it going. So let us all accept our ministry of being love, light, joy, and peace in this world. From my heart to yours, dear ones, know that it is my pleasure and joy to serve the world with you as joy bombers. God bless. So as we begin our time of meditation, Gary's gonna. Okay. So I need my bulletin. There's only love. Thanks, Polly. Thank you.